All right, deep divers, buckle up, because we're diving headfirst to a listener request this time. Hurricane Milton. Now, before you think, oh no, not another hurricane story, let me assure you, this isn't just about wind and rain. This is about how climate change is showing up in a very real way, right here, right now, and what that means for you. We're going deep with this one research paper's data analysis, the whole nine yards, to understand not just what happened during Hurricane Milton, but why it should matter to you, even if you think you're nowhere near a coast. Okay, so picture this. It's early October 2024. The Gulf of Mexico is practically a hot tub, way warmer than usual. And from those supercharged waters, Hurricane Milton explodes onto the scene.
And I mean explodes. This thing went from a tropical depression to a Category 5 monster in just 2 days. That kind of rapid intensification. That's a calling card of hurricanes in a warmer world. Those off-the-chart sea surface temperatures we talked about, climate change is making those kinds of conditions more and more likely.
And here's where it gets even crazier. Florida was still recovering from Hurricane Helene, which had just slammed the coast a couple of weeks before. Can you imagine getting hit by one hurricane, and then while you're trying to pick up the pieces, bam, another one lines up right behind it? Talk about a logistical nightmare for everyone involved. The damage from Milton was significant. 16 lives lost 3 million people without power, and those are just the immediate impacts. Plus, it spawned tornadoes that just added to the destruction.
And here's the thing. Those are just the initial numbers. The economic and social impacts, those can ripple out for months, years, even decades after the storm is gone. We have to remember back-to-back hurricanes like Helene and Milton.
Yeah.
They don't just add up. They multiply the challenges of recovery. It's like getting punched twice before you even have time to catch your breath.
So you're probably wondering, like, how much of this was Milton just being Milton, and how much was climate change, you know, flexing its muscles?
Right. It's the question everyone's asking. And the science is already starting to point fingers, especially when it comes to rainfall.
Because it wasn't just the wind with this one, right? Milton dumped a crazy amount of rain, too.
Absolutely. And even though the final analysis isn't done yet, a bunch of independent research teams have been looking at rainfall trends in Central Florida. They've been digging into 4 different scientific data sets. And get this, 3 out of 4 of them show that heavy rainfall events, just like what you saw with Milton, are now 20% to 30% more intense because of climate change.
Wow. So those once in a century storms, not so once in a century anymore, huh?
Exactly. And it gets even scarier. Those same data sets, they also show that these mega rain events are happening twice as often now compared to a world without human-caused climate change. Think about that. Twice as often.
So what does all this mean for people who live in these areas? Give me an example. Like, if I used to think my house was safe from flooding because it was a 100-year flood zone.
You might want to rethink that. What used to be a 1 in 100-year flood risk is now closer to a 1 in 50-year risk just from the increased rainfall alone. That's a dramatic shift in just a few decades.
Wow. So how does this translate to real-world impacts? What are we talking about here?
Think about it. More intense rainfall means a much higher risk of flooding, which, of course, leads to more damage to homes, businesses, and infrastructure. And the costs, they skyrocket. Insurance premiums go through the roof. And the strain on city drainage systems, it's enormous.
Mm.
We're talking about a cascade of consequences that ripple out far beyond the initial storm surge.
It's like the whole system is being pushed to its breaking point.
Exactly. And it's not just the rain. Researchers have been using this really sophisticated storm model called IRIS to study Hurricane Milton's wind intensity. You know what they found? Storms like Milton are about 40% more frequent now because of climate change.
So not only are we getting more rain, but the wind is cranking up too.
Yep. The IRIS model also showed that wind speeds in these types of hurricanes are about 10% stronger than they would have been without climate change.
Okay, so Milton was a Category 3 at landfall. Are you saying that without climate change, it might have been weaker?
Exactly. The IRIS model suggests that without climate change's influence, Hurricane Milton would likely have been a Category 2, still a major hurricane, no doubt, but with probably less destructive winds.
Okay, so we've established that climate change is cranking up the dial on these hurricanes, making them wetter and windier. But this isn't just a weather report, is it? We're talking about people's lives here.
You've got it. And that's where vulnerability comes in. Florida, unfortunately, is in a really tough spot. It's low-lying with a ton of people living right on the coast. Add in the fact that hurricanes are becoming more frequent and intense, and you can see how things can go south in a hurry.
And it's not just about geography, is it? We have to talk about the social and economic factors at play here, too.
Mm.
Because let's face it, not everyone has the same resources when it comes to dealing with a hurricane, let alone two back-to-back.
Absolutely. Lower-income communities and minority groups often end up facing the worst of it. They They might be living in areas with older infrastructure, have fewer resources for evacuation and preparedness, and the road to recovery, it's longer and tougher for them every step of the way.
Yeah, we saw that with Hurricane Milton. Remember how we talked about resources being stretched thin because of Hurricane Helene? Imagine trying to evacuate when you're already struggling to make ends meet. Finding gas, a hotel room, or a safe place to stay, it's a huge burden for anyone. But for some, it's just impossible.
You're right. It creates this terrible cycle of vulnerability. And that's why we have to look beyond just building stronger seawalls and tougher buildings. We need to be smarter and fairer about how we prepare for these storms.
So what can we do? What needs to happen to make communities more resilient, especially those that are most at risk?
Well, on a policy level, programs like the Resilient Florida Grant Program are a good start. They're putting money into helping communities prepare for climate change impacts and updating building codes to make structures more wind and flood resistant. That's crucial, too. But honestly, it's not enough. We need to go further.
Like, what kinds of things are we talking about here?
We need to think more about nature-based solutions. Things like restoring wetlands, which act as natural buffers against storm surges. And we absolutely have to address those social vulnerabilities head-on. That means making sure that disaster planning and resilience efforts are equitable and inclusive. We need to reach those most at risk and make sure they have the resources and support they need to weather these storms.
It's about understanding that climate change isn't just an environmental issue, it's a social justice issue, too.
Exactly. And it's not just about responding to disasters as they happen, it's about preventing them from becoming disasters in the first place. That means taking climate action seriously, investing in mitigation strategies, and making sure that those investments benefit everyone, not just a select few.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about how climate change is intensifying hurricanes like Milton, making them wetter, windier, and all around more dangerous. And we've explored the very real consequences of this for people, especially in vulnerable communities. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the takeaway? What should our listeners be thinking about as they head out into the rest of their day?
You know, that's the million-dollar question. I think the big takeaway here is that climate change is no longer a distant threat. It's here, it's now, and it's impacting us in ways we're only beginning to understand. Hurricanes like Milton are a stark reminder of that. So as we move forward, we have to ask ourselves some tough questions. How can we as individuals and communities better prepare for these increasingly intense storms? How can we advocate for policies that prioritize climate action and social equity? And how can we support those who are most vulnerable to the impacts of a changing climate? These are not easy questions, but they're questions we can no longer afford to ignore.
Well said. And to our listener who requested this deep dive, we hope this gave you a lot to think about. And for all our deep divers out there, remember, knowledge is power. The more we understand about the challenges we face, the better equipped we are to create a more resilient and sustainable future. Keep those questions coming, and we'll keep diving deep. Until next time.